Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. We started this journey with Jesus being called the light of the world, and we finish it by Jesus naming us the very same thing. Because we now carry God's eternal light within our fragile clay jars, Jesus has entrusted us with the task of world illumination. The light entered the world when Jesus carried God's glory into the body of a human baby. However, the light didn't leave after his resurrection and ascension to heaven. God isn't finished yet. During the Advent season, we look with anticipation to the day of Jesus' second arrival, when he will flood our whole world with his light once and for all, when he will wipe away every tear and make all things new. However, until that day, right now, in the in-between times, we are the carriers of the light. We are the signposts, illuminating the places where God's power is at work. We get the amazing responsibility to show glimpses of heaven's glory to a world in desperate need of God's light and love. Moreover, we are not called to this task alone. One candle can diminish the darkness, but fill a room with 1,000 candles and the darkness ceases to exist. May we, in this divided and broken world, find oneness with each other, united by the common purpose of igniting our world with God's love. Carry the light from this place. Grab a lantern to remind you of your calling to be a world illuminator. And also take a Christmas Eve invitation to someone God is beckoning into his light. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world, you came as a fragile child, carrying the glory of God into our darkness. And now you call us, your followers, to carry that same light, to be reflections of your love, hope, and life in the places that need it most. Holy Spirit, empower us in this in-between time. Help us not shrink back from the task you've entrusted to us, but to shine boldly where fear, sadness, and brokenness linger. Let our lives be signposts of heaven's glory, glimpses of your kingdom for a world in desperate need. Unite us, Lord, as your people. Let our hearts burn with shared purpose, so that together we can flood every corner with your light. Lord, help us to shine faithfully, to carry your light with courage, joy, love, and grace, so that others may see you and give glory to God in the highest. Amen.